guys, welcome to the Twiniversity Podcast, a show created exclusively for parents of twins. I'm your host, Natalie Diaz. I am a mom of twins. I am also the Twiniversity founder, and I am the best-selling author of the book, What to Do When You're Having Two. Our goal at Twiniversity is to make sure that you always feel connected, we laugh at the little things, and we really do get to teach you a few tricks along the way. And that is what we hope this podcast is about to do. So welcome to Twiniversity. Today's episode of the Twiniversity Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Cybex. Are you expecting twins? While you're shopping for your twins' baby registry, be sure to check out the Cybex Aton M infant seat with SafeLock base. The seat is one of the lightest on the market, coming in at 10.9 pounds, which makes a huge difference when you're carrying two. The new SafeLock base features an anti-rebound design and a load leg for additional safety while your twins ride comfortably in their car seats. Together with the telescopic linear side impact protection system and the energy absorbing shell, you could rest assured that your twins are as safe as could be when you hit the road. For more information on the Cybex Aton M infant car seat, visit our friends at cybex-online.com. And welcome back to another episode of the Twiniversity Podcast. I am Natalie Diaz, as always, and I am very excited to talk to you today because we have an interesting perspective from our guest today. Today we are talking to a single twin, not the twins, so don't get excited, guys. We have a single twin. I can't wait to find out if he is A or B. That's going to be my first question. I'm just letting everybody know. But we have found kind of the needles in the haystack. So I know a lot of twin musicians. I do. I'm actually very lucky. I feel like there's definitely something, whether it's in the genetics or I have no idea. But today we are talking to the acclaimed twin brothers. They're singers, they're songwriters, they're entertainers. It's Will and Anthony. I'm going to say it's Nunziata. Am I saying that correct? I want to be a proud Italian girl. And they've did I do good?
Yeah, perfect. Well,
that's our maiden name is Cathedancio. So there you go. So the Nunziata is it's an easy one for me. So the boys have traveled the country from Carnegie Hall to Netflix to Singapore to the release of their brand new album of original and classical and classic love songs. And it's titled Love Always. It's right now, like literally this minute, as soon as you finish listening to us, you could go over to Amazon. You could get it on iTunes. And it also includes original song that they wrote for their mama as she battled breast cancer. And it's titled A Gift. The Gift is for You. So we are so, so excited. So today we're talking with Will, and he is also a fellow New Yorker. So, you know, he holds a very deep place in my heart. And then the Nunziata, of course, as a girl who lives on Mulberry Street, that's just the way we roll, unfortunately. And Will, I've been here. I'm fifth generation on Mulberry Street. So I'm the old school New
You're
Yorkers.
Legit.
No, I'm like super, and I'm too legit to quit too. Also,
I can't with your taglines. That's beautiful.
That's it. That's how we do things. Because you have to realize, Will, like these people that are listening to us right now, we're the only things making them smile. Perhaps they're having a bad day, and you know, maybe they just finished scooping up some vomit off of their shirt, or cleaning up an exploded diaper off their car seat in the back, and they're just keeping us on to hear things. So we have to bring the joy. That is what I say. But now you literally do bring the joy as an entertainer. Now tell me, first of all, baby A or baby B, can I guess?
Yes.
I want to guess A.
See, everyone thinks A because of...
I didn't meet your brother, though, but yes.
Well, God bless. But, you know, when people meet us, people think that I'm A, and I think it's just because I was B and born upside down with an umbilical cord around my neck. You're welcome for all those eating breakfast. But, you know, my mother says that, you know, Will talks more because he has a lot more catching up still to do.
Aww.
So, but I am
sweet.
B.
You are the secret baby B. I would have totally taken you as an A. I like it. I always do my weird like analysis. Like if I go to like a twin parent picnic or something, I can usually like that's my carny game is A and B. My twins, my twins A and B, you could tell from a mile away.
Like my, really? Oh my gosh, she's so typically like type A, baby A. And my son will tell you, so I have boy and a girl. And so my girl is A. And my son will tell you, well, she's only A because ladies are first.
Smart answer.
It is a smart answer. And then that way she doesn't give him like the side eye if he says anything else. So my husband's teaching him well. Sad, sad and great at the same exact time. So no, when you were little and you were growing up, were you always the entertainers? Like, were you like the entertaining twins of the family?
You know what? I'll be honest. Like, our parents were so cool. They weren't like stage parents. They weren't like, you know, Mama Rose, get up on, you know, the table and entertain the folks for nickels and dimes. It really was something very natural. You see, we kind of come from like, so on my dad's a very successful guy in advertising, Joe, and but he's a beautiful singing voice. Now my mother, a lot of your audience might know, or at least might know the voice of who my mother's father was, my grandfather Bill Wendell, who I was named after. He was an announcer during the 40s, 50s, and 60s for game shows, also for 15 years was David Letterman's announcer.
No way.
Yeah. So, I mean, so there's like a little bit of showbiz from my mom, the singing from my dad. And I kind of was the one who sang first. My mother says I was singing in the womb. God bless. Again, back to the womb, but I'm sure your audience is used to it.
Oh, yeah. No, nothing scares them at all, literally. we could talk about placenta for 45 minutes and nobody would blink.
Well, you know, that is a question my mother gets sometimes. And she's like, what? Do I save it in a Ziploc? What is the proper... I mean, I'm just
curious.
What's
the protocol? What's Good the placenta morning. Protocol? Yeah, it's really whatever you'd like. I mean, sure, you could save it. But what I always, one of my favorite reviews that I've ever gotten about my book was this review on, you know, there's that website Goodreads.
Yeah.
And so in my book, I talk about placenta and it's not, I mean, it's funny, but it's like, hey, listen, you have options. People, I just want to give everybody what their options are. And in the book, I say, you know, some people consume it, but it's not like consuming, like, let me put it, you know, on a sandwich. It's like this very specific way of doing it. But this woman wrote me this like really horrid review. And I think the opening line was, yuck, Mrs. Cannibal. That was my review. So my sister actually bought me a mug that says Yuck, Mrs. Cannibal with the cover of my book. It's my favorite review of all my book reviews. I probably have close to 2,000 reviews online in different platforms. And that one still, hands down, is my favorite.
I love it.
Well, but I love that in your family, it wasn't weird that you wanted to be an entertainer. Because a lot of times, like of my friends that I know that have children that have a talent in the arts, it is often not overlooked or shunned, but there's this hesitation.
Right.
Because, you know that if your kids are going to grow up and be plumbers, they're going to have job security. But if they're going to be, you know, an artist or, you know, whatever, they want to do freaking Mum and Choms. You remember Mum and Choms back in the day? I love Mum and Choms. It would just be like there would be some hesitation. So considering that you came from an artistic family, I love that you were just like, this is what we're going to do. But when did you and your brother decide, like, we're going to make this an official team and let's really do something?
Well, basically, I mean, the official, I mean, there were a few like aha moments, as Oprah would say. But I think the big one was, so we went to Boston College, and we actually decided separately to go to Boston College, which is a story, you know, all unto itself. But we were on our way to play tennis at Boston College, literally on our way to the tennis courts, and we passed by the theater. We were freshmen, first day of school, and we went by the theater. We saw a casting notice for the musical Godspell. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, we're freshmen, but whatever, we'll audition. We auditioned, we got called back. Anthony got Jesus and I got Judas.
What?
So, you know, it was from me crucifying my brother that, you know, I said, wow, this is fun.
That's where you pulled all of your energy out of for your audition.
Yeah,
you were like, this is an easy one. Yes. Yeah.
Our Italian Catholic family from Staten Island and Brooklyn who made the trek were happy yet horrified. Anyway, oh, and God. I was like, well, this is showbiz. You can get away with this.
I love it. So really wasn't until college that you guys just really decided to jump into this.
Well, professionally, I mean, we had been singing, always getting the solos or the duets, and we had such amazing support growing up, beginning in elementary school. Like for example, when we headlined Carnegie Hall 2 years ago, to like have in the front row our elementary school teacher who gave us our first solos, our middle school and high school theater music teacher and director. Like, we always had like teachers who saw something in us that like, that they gave us like, I don't want to say that they favored us, but they just kind of, they give us special attention that we never asked for. Yeah. And it's really the teachers. And that's why, honestly, the biggest thing that Anthony and I are most proud of is that when we get to travel the country, we have our own educational outreach program called Arts Matter, where literally in our contract, we're like, we'll perform, God bless, but we want to go into a local high school or college and do a master class, and also we will have the kids most of the time in some way, shape, or form join us for the performance.
Oh, I love that idea. Look at you doing things.
Trying to spread
Look
some
at
joy.
That. You're doing it. Now, when you were, like you say, that they kind of, I'm not going to say they favored you, because it's not a favor. It's just they noticed you. Do you think that being a twin helped you have a little bit more time in the spotlight?
I mean, yes. I mean, from as told by our father. So again, our dad is advertising, right? Mm-hmm. So his brain is always branding. So, you know, we were told like as like 8 year olds about like, you know, our unique proposition, whatever that advertising term is. But, you know, Anthony and I were so fortunate to be raised as two individuals who happened to be twins. That's and great. So it was in our mindset growing up that I was Will and he was Anthony. It was never the twins. And so when we started performing together professionally during college, you know, we realized, wow, oh yeah, this is kind of like a unique branding thing that we should lean into. However, we worked just as, if not more hard, if we were individuals, because we knew that we couldn't rest on the laurels of the twin thing, because that could get old and boring real fast. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, are you guys identical twins?
So our mother and father have always said we're identical. Anthony and I are curious to like do what, I mean, you would know. I mean, like, what can we do like today in Manhattan? To like, well, Anthony would have
you
to
could
come
definitely
over.
You don't, I wouldn't even bother. Like, there's all these DNA kits, and this is like very, very common with us. So there's this one company, I think it's called Progenetics. They send you like a little kit, almost like an ancestry DNA kind of thingy.
Yeah.
And then you just swab your cheek and send it in, and then they'll tell you. But it's very common for people to know. But now you have to think about, do you really want to know? Like, would you want to be identicals, or would you want to be fraternal? You'd rather be fraternals.
I mean, I don't think it would, to go back to like your original question, like we do want to know, but it's not going to affect anything. Okay. Like if anything, like it's like a new story for our show. You know what I mean?
Well, I would like to have, like, you know how people have gender reveal parties?
I can't with you.
To have like a DNA reveal, and we have two different balloons or the same balloon that comes out of the box. I would like to, we do that? I want to have a DNA reveal.
I love that. The egg, the one egg or the two.
Yeah. Like, let's find this out. But there's a lot of people who know, who do it, and then they think that they're fraternal, and then they find out they're identical. Like, I feel like there's always a piece that, like, you kind of know already what it is, and now you're just going to get validation of whatever the hell it is from this company.
Right. Well, speaking of companies, what we thought was so funny when we did that 23andMe recently.
Yes. What are you, Native American? Are we getting a scholarship? What are we doing?
Well, oh, my God. I can't with you getting political. But listen, because Anthony did it first, and then I did it a month later. And then when I got my results, literally the first email I got from 23andMe was, you have a twin. So that was good.
That's very positive. I feel good about that.
Do you know what I mean? So did my mother.
Yes,
I mean,
good.
Really.
Thank God you're not. My husband refuses to do it because he doesn't want his DNA any place. This is how ridiculous that he is. Meanwhile, I got a free kit. They sent me a free kit as like a writer. And they're like, okay, you know, do this. And now I really want him to do it because my sister did it. So I'm like, I kind of got hers. Like, that's, I don't have to worry about that. But I want him to do it, but he won't. Okay, by the way, it's $139 to be the twin test. I had to look it up because I had no idea how much it is.
Wait,
so that's not bad.
Can you give me that link after?
Of course I can. Hello.
Oh my God, I can't. I love it.
This is like fun stuff. This is what we do, man. This is like, I rarely get to talk to twins. I speak to so many twin moms and twin dads that it's so nice to speak to twins. But I love when, like, this is your concern. Not your parents' concern. Your mother was like, who cares? Whatever. Like, get over it. Like, this is what it is. I'm not paying $139 for you to find out that you have a twin. That's that. But now, when you were growing up, right, how was it being a twin? Because you have this, like, do you have other brothers and sisters, first of all?
So we have a younger sister, Annie, who's normal.
She's normal. There's always the normal one in the family. So, but you have a sibling. How do you feel that your relationship, this is like such a loaded question, right? Because first of all, he's a boy, right? So you're going to have a different relationship with your brother than you would your sister, perhaps. But how was it when you were growing up? Did you have times that you were like forced to be with Annie? Did you always want to be with Anthony? Like, how did your mom blend the twin and the singleton?
So, I mean, again, I think it just goes back to the foundation that our father and mother at home never placed special attention on us before and after Annie was there. I mean, before Annie was there, we didn't know anything different. So it's like, we didn't know what it would be like to grow up singleton. We thought that was weird, I guess.
Yes.
But when Annie was born, our family naturally built this celebratory cocoon around Annie. She was the princess. Everything about Annie. And not in like the world won't think that, but, you know, let's call a spade a spade. My brother and I were freaks of nature growing up. I mean, not only were we singers, but, you know, we were freak varsity athletes beginning in seventh grade. And I mean, like, you know, so there's a lot, Will and Anthony, Will and Anthony, Will and Anthony. So, but at home, it was always about Annie. And it still is to this day. I mean, when we see her in public, like, she gets so embarrassed. Like, when she comes to see our show, like, there's a 5-minute bit that's about, oh, tech person in the back, I need the spotlight on our sister, please. Thank you. Like, there's a lot of love. And also, like, I can only imagine what she had to
go through. Want to talk to Annie. Forget about you. I should be speaking to Annie. What was it like?
I know. Yeah, I know. Me too.
But for the rest of the world, right? Like, for everybody, you went every other place. If she was the spotlight, if she was kind of like the princess in your home, how was it with the rest of your family? Did your parents have to constantly say, like, remember we have Annie? Like, remember?
You know what? No, because I think, again, they just smartly set the terms very early that there was nothing. I don't want this to come across negative.
Oh, I do.
Of course they always
said.
No, I do.
Now I want to know everything about Annie.
Of course they always said, like, you know, what you both have together is special, right? Mm-hmm. And like a gift and a miracle and, you know, your talents. But it was never like you're the end all and be all.
Yeah.
Like it was, we had a pretty normal upbringing in that, and as normal an Italian German household can be.
Yes. It's tough.
But, you know, they really raised us with a good headset, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. It totally makes sense. Now, when you, I know that my kids, even though they're fraternal, I know that they have, there's a few things that they've done when they were infants that I realized, whether they would have been like catastrophic things that happen and the other one notified me, because I've had some very interesting like twin experiences. Like, there was an issue where my daughter stopped breathing and I didn't know that she stopped breathing until my son was crying. And then I got into the room and my son stopped crying and then made me notice my daughter. So there's been some very interesting twin things that have happened. And I would love to say it was just a coincidence. But I realized that it's definitely, there's a lot of things that have happened as me watching them grow up that definitely were not coincidences, whether it is Mother Nature that put in bonus alarms, whatever it was. As the twin, do you feel like you've gotten some like bonus human superpowers, telepathy or something with your brother?
Well, the telepathy ESP question is one we get a lot. What I like to call it is an internal instinct. We have home video of Anthony and I, before we could speak, having hour-long conversations with one another. Now, if you were literally just to eavesdrop in on the both of us, mm-hmm, and really listen to what we were saying, it's all gibberish. However, there's a cadence and a flow, mm-hmm, that is absolutely apparent, that we know exactly what we are saying to one another. Now, with that said, you know, although, you know, people want to know, well, Anthony lives across the river from you, Will, in New Jersey. Can you feel when he gets, you know, when he stubs his toe? No. However, feeling wise, I know emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, mm-hmm, where he's at instinctually, and vice versa. So there is definitely a connective, it's an instinctual,
yeah,
thing.
But you don't feel that for Annie? Like, you don't feel like, do you, but do you?
I do.
Yeah, I don't think that's weird. I think it may be a sibling thing, but because I would say the same thing about my sister, that I feel things about her, and she's not my twin. So I never really know. But that whole twin speak, they're doing this crazy study right now in the UK on twin speak. Oh my God, it's going to be crazy. And I'm excited to see what the results were, but it is very common. But I wonder, like, then, so now not only does Twiniversity deal with like twins, but we also deal with, there's a type of twins called virtual twins. And it's people who may have started an adoption process and then got pregnant. And so then, although they're not biologically twins, they're within, you know, days of each other birth wise and stuff. And so like that, I want to know more about like those people, like, like, do they have twin speak? Because I know I could feel stuff with my sister but I could see something so much deeper with my own twins. I always said that I felt like I was raising a National Geographic show. Like, I felt like watching these kids, especially, you know, he grew up and he was much more physical. Like, he walked first and crawled first, but she spoke so much quicker. And then she would also speak for him, which I thought was funny. Did you find, like, did one of you, or in school, did you find that one of you would always take the lead and be like, I'm gonna talk to the teacher about this?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I would say that was definitely me. Now, again, I go against probably most what B twins are like, mm-hmm, but I've always usually been the one to take that first step, mm-hmm, to take the lead. But, you know, you bring up a really interesting point about the whole notion of, you know, this virtual, mm-hmm, twin idea. But even if, like you said, you have a very instinctual relationship with your sister, even though you're not twins, I think that it also has to do with how you're brought up, right?
Totally. Yes.
And so, however, I will say that I do definitely, and not deeper in like, there's nothing deep about my relationship with my sister, it's very deep, but that there is a, you said it nice, an invisible,
I don't know what I say. I don't know. I never remember what I
like,
say.
There's Good an invisible, there's an rewind the tape. No, there's like an invisible guttural, like, I know when to pick up next on what Anthony's either saying or feeling or doing. And, you know, honestly, even though Anthony and I are both trained in improv comedy, which whose basis is yes and, mm-hmm, you know, I think that's what makes a lot of our shows work well in our comedy, in that, you know, when we're not singing, we know where we're at. So, mm-hmm, like, we're literally always passing the baton back and forth. And that began when we were, you know, being home videoed at, you know, 2 months old.
I love it. I love it. Where is all that video now? Have they put it on DVD? Is it on YouTube? We want to watch this. This is what we like.
I can't with you. So my mother and father have them on VHS tapes. somewhere in their den in Pelham Manor, New York, in Westchester. I won't give you their address because...
we'll be there because I'll be driving up later.
And let's call spade a spade. Even though my mother doesn't want me to tell you the address, like, she will more than welcome.
I know. Can I tell you my weird twin mom story of the weekend now that everybody's listening? Okay. So my son is starting high school next year.
Wow.
Okay. So they're going to separate schools. They're so excited. They can't wait to have some separation.
Yeah.
So now this room, we go into the admissions room and there is literally, I'm going to say easily 400 people in this room. Okay.
Right.
So there's 100 kids that are starting freshman year. And then there is, you know, all their family. So we're all there. Crazy. We're all excited. Yes, this is it. It's a big deal. We got into this school. So we're in this school. And so I sit at this table. And then this other family sits next to this to me. And it's a mom and a son. Now, I took my husband. Well, I didn't take my husband. My husband wanted to come to see the school that our dude is going to go to. And
yeah.
So there's this whole freaking room. And this woman sits next to me. And I said, like, I notice her son's a little shy. And I said, oh, my gosh, this might be fantastic. Like, my son's a little shy, too. And they're going to go together. And then I said, you know, truthfully, I said he's a twin. And I said, and I think he's become very dependent during his life that his sister always makes friends for him. And, like, because that's when they were little, we would go to a playground and my daughter would be like, you, come meet my brother. You know?
Aww.
Oh, it was the sweetest, sweetest thing. So now the woman looks at me and she said, he's a twin. And I said, what? Because now remember, it's hundreds of people. And I said, is he A or B? Because I don't know why I always ask this question because I feel like it tells me a little bit about. And she's like, he's totally B. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, oh. Then I realized, like, this whole high school process in New York City is so stupid. You can't even imagine. It's, like, the dumbest thing. Honestly, I think college applications are going to be significantly – I have a separate podcast called 50 Things I Should Have Done Differently 5 minutes ago. So on that, like, one entire episode is just me venting about the process of this ridiculous high schoolness. So she said – so I was like, how are you doing this? I said, because I want to rip all my hair out and pull my eyebrows out because I'm so frustrated about this process of getting two kids in the same place at the same time. And she said, she's like, I know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, where is your daughter going to go? Her daughter's going to the school my daughter's going to.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, you don't think that that's crazy? There's a million people in this room.
You know, it's crazy, but it's not because I have not that woo-woo, but, you know, it's an interesting thing in the universe that twins occupy. It's a different type of space. I really do, as I'm getting older, you know, it's so interesting. Like, you know, I forget I'm a twin a lot because it's just what I am.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I see twins, like, on the subway or on the street, I get this weird, like, excitement and, like, vibration. Like, and we all, even... And it's weird. I know. Well, here we go.
It's not weird. This is the space that we don't think it's weird. The rest of the world thinks that things we're saying is weird,
like,
which is why I have a successful business, because I'm tired of being the weirdos.
You found the void. And
totally.
You found the void. And it's a very, and I love it. And, you know, I want to come back and share my feelings. But listen, I love walking down the street sometimes, and literally, even if they're with their twin or not, I'll get this look, like this little, like, we have a secret, and I'll know they're a twin. I know that sounds crazy. Anthony thinks, well, my whole family always thinks I'm a little nuts, but that's okay because I think that's good that we're unapologetic.
Yes.
But, and I just spoke of myself in the we, but, you know, and well.
But that's got to be normal for you too, to speak in the plural.
Absolutely, because I could have a twin within me.
Yes, you could, but you're used to being, you know, you're used to being part of a pair. And like, and the reason why I brought up the story is because I do think that your mother would open the door. Like, if I went to your mom's house, I think that just like you have that connection with twins,
yeah,
we have that connection as parents.
Oh, it's unbelievable. There's this family in town, the Stones, and I love them very much. Adam and Todd, who are actually very successful comedians. And Meryl, their mother, has become a great friend of mine, even even later after, you know, because she was like the mom of twins in town. But now as an adult, like we become really good friends. And I always had such an affinity for her. In retrospect, it was because not only how fabulously unapologetic she was and how she was and her amazing, beautiful essence, but like I think I also love the fact that she was this beautiful energy and a mom of twins that I had a lot of questions for. Aww. I had a lot of questions for her. And I was so curious about what it was like on her end raising twins. Because twins, because I often forget I'm a twin, fascinate me.
They are fascinating.
Does that really make any sense?
It totally does. And there's this whole sideshow aspect to us, right? Being a mom and then having these twins. Now, my twins were born new school. So I did not, I mean, we tried for 5 years and couldn't get pregnant, but I really never thought I was going to have one, let alone two. But I only had two eggs. That's all. So the odds of me having twins were so super slim as it was.
Wow.
That I was like, sure, whatever, like, you know, another disappointment, blah, blah, blah. And I was trying to get pregnant since I was 22. I got married when I was, maybe I got married at 22. But yeah, we started trying like immediately. I wanted to have kids early. I've been with my husband since high school. Like this is, I just knew that this is what it was going to be.
Yeah, but right.
It was, you know, it's interesting because then you have the whole new school versus old school twins, right? Or spontaneous versus medically induced or whatever. But it honestly doesn't matter. And so now I am very, very active, clearly in the twin community. But I have also served, like New York State, we have our own like state twin mom organization. And then there's a national twin mom organization. And it was the only time I ever felt normal. Mm. Now, did you ever go to like that Twinsburg, Ohio? Did you ever do that?
No, but it's funny. You know, once Anthony and I started getting some success, you know, we would get lots of emails. We would get lots of emails from the festivals and from the, and you know, I know, and this might, and again, this was in my 20s. Like, so, you know, in retrospect, I shouldn't have maybe looked at it like this, but that seemed for me a little sideshowy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I honestly had a little bit of a panic attack thinking about what it would be like to be in a room of thousands of twins. Now, in retrospect, now I'm like all game. I would love to, because I have a notebook of questions. I really have so many questions for so many people, but maybe that's growing up. I don't know what that's about.
It definitely is growing up, and it's making you look outside of yourself and saying, is this normal, or how did other people do it? So yeah, it totally is. I bet you that most of your questions, if you Google them on our site, you'll find the answers to, because we have so many great memoir stories. Like, I'm pretty sure I wrote an entire article about speaking in plural. Because I spoke in plural for so long that one time I remember going someplace when the kids were in school, and I went to go see my sister at her office, and I was getting out of the elevator, and I said, excuse us. I was by myself. Well,
I can't with you.
So
are you my twin?
I could be.
No, literally.
Did you just stub your toe? No, I don't know. but that could also be an Italian New York thing. Like, that's like a very...
I think there's a lot of connection going on.
I know. That's why I never want this to end. But really, we should probably speak about your career, which is funny because I bet when you do interviews, it's all like, tell me about the album. I want to know everything. To me, it's like, no, that's a piece of you.
But I
am excited about a piece that other people don't get to see, because we could Google you and find stuff. And I could find like that, but I don't know if we're going to find out about, you know, Godspell. I don't know. Well,
oh my
that
God.
May be someplace, but I mean, it may. All right. So this Arts Matter too. I really like, I could do like a whole episode on that. But now let's say once upon a time you're in Godspell. You're like, oh my God, bro, we got something going, Holmes. Let's do this. Let's take it. Let's get an agent and let's just, you know, do this. How did you go from that to where you are now?
Well, I mean, it really began with my brother Anthony, who is definitely the business mindset of the Will and Anthony brand. We literally, shortly after Godspell, started getting some singing opportunities in Boston that we videotaped and literally sent out of our dorm rooms to 200 symphony orchestras to perform solo. Oh. And we got one yes. So our first gig after college was with Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And it was from there that, and you know, my dad's favorite movie being Field of Dreams, you know, he always said since we were little, build it and they will come. And so that's what they were a build it and they will come.
That's
brand.
In my freaking elevator speech.
I can't with you.
I swear on my own twins. I'm telling you.
I'm replacing Anthony with you.
I don't know how he's going to feel about this.
Nat and Will.
I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. This is what's happening.
I can't.
I swear to you, but I'm telling you, like, I literally said that that is what Twiniversity is. If you build it, they will come. That's literally all I had to do. So I may not be like Diamond Joe or whatever he was, right? Shoeless Joe. Wasn't that in Field of Dreams? I don't know. I got to watch it again.
I don't even know.
Shoeless Joe something. I got to Google it. But my mom watched that movie way too much. It's one of her favorites. So it's kind of embedded. It's like burned into my skull. But that's what Twiniversity is. So I love it. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting way too excited.
Are you kidding? Me and you both.
Oh, my God. Okay. So your brother is like, we're sending this out. We got our first, you know, gig. We're going to go. And now how did you get to here? Like, I want to know from that, because there's a million steps. But you could the one thing that we did right was.
The one thing that we did right was not quit. The one thing that we did right was not settle on our laurels. The one thing that we did right was to keep moving forward, and that even when we got a lot of no's, you know, a big thing that happened for us 2 years ago was headlining Carnegie Hall with the New York Pops. That for us was like, I could definitely feel with Anthony, like this, like literal, physical, mental, emotional, like next step that literally we were now in a new league that a lot of the people that said no, it was like, we will always having headlined Carnegie Hall with the New York Pops, and no one can ever take that away from us. So that became a new foundation, if that makes sense. So
of course.
There were a lot of steps along the way. But, you know, I'll tell you something, and what we tell the kids in our Arts Matter speeches, and I'm sure you talk about this in when you talk about what you do. You know, a lot of the things that Anthony and I said yes to were great, but also there was a lot of power in the things that we said no to, to stay on track, to stick with our gut, to stick with our vision. And with that, you know, I'll be honest, Anthony and I are not only the most successful we've ever been as Will and Anthony, but now we have two separate careers that are about to thrive. You know, Anthony with his songwriting, which he took the lead on with this album, and me, I'm also a theater and concert director. And so, you know, we now, with this brand of Will and Anthony, have been able to, off of it, branch off. And Anthony and his individual bliss in writing songs and creating songs, not only for us, but other people. And me, as this lover of talent in the theater, I get to work with, you know, Tony Award winning women, you know, on their concerts and building theater pieces around them. So it's been cool that we're at this level now, where we can now branch off as well.
I'm sad about that too, though. There's a piece of me that's worried about this.
See? So, okay, you and my mother, can I tell you, and my mother's listening to this, and she'll kill me for saying this. My mother will sometimes be, she's on the Facebook. Everyone knows her as Mama Nuns, you know. We have a mug named after her, like literally like a mug with like a caricature we made. But that's a whole other sick story for a whole other episode. But anywho, she will literally sometimes, we'll both get texts on a joint text with her and be like, I didn't see any Facebook posts about Will and Anthony today. What's wrong? Oh. You know, if Anthony's posting something about a songwriting meeting, or I'm posting about, you know, this theater piece I'm working on around, you know, a Tony Award winning woman, like we'll get the text. So when she's like, is something wrong with the Will and Anthony?
I like it.
And so, like, the way that you're feeling right now, this is affirming for my mother. But what we affirm for her, because it was hard for us going after also what we want to do individually. Because, look, A, the egg split, God bless. But also, going back to the terms our father and mother set when we were younger, what we have together is a miracle, and it's its own thing. But we also have the ability to stand on our own two feet. And also, I think without the beautiful notoriety and recognition we've gotten from the Will and Anthony brand, I don't think we would have had as great a catapult and springboard to pursue our individual blisses. Does that make sense?
It is, but then I understand where I'm coming from, and your mother is definitely coming from. You feel, this is so funny, because I'm like, this is what your mother feels. And please do tell me if I'm right, but it's the safety. It's the safety that you guys are doing this together, because that's what it is. That's how we roll.
And we get, and my mom, she's going to kill me for this. And she hates when I do her accent, because she's like, Will, it's not that thick, but whatever. She goes, Will, you can never leave your brother. You can never leave the Will and Anthony, because when I'm in my casket and you're praying over me, what, you're just going to be a director? He's just going to be a songwriter? The Will and Anthony, this is, you know what? I'm going to leave the room right now, because I've got to cry. And you just think of my face in that box.
Your mother is my spirit animal.
Can you imagine this?
I can't. Yes, I totally can.
9 p.m. text. How's the Will and Anthony?
I totally can. I get your mother 100%.
If we don't.
She's right. You're both wrong. And I'm telling you right now.
But you're right. But you know what? I think it's good for my mother to hear, because it is something about the safety. And listen, for Anthony and I to pursue also, we're not quitting Will and Anthony, but for us also to leave the nest or that safety, you know, as individual human beings, let's be honest. This is what we remind my mother all the time. Mom, I have a question for all the singletons out there. Do they ever get talked about? Oh, you know, you're pursuing an individual career,
you know what?
Separate from your brother and sister.
When all the singletons want to jump off the bridge, are you going to just jump off too?
See, look at you with the guilt.
I'm very uncomfortable where this conversation is going, and I do not approve of this.
See, now you sound like my mother, but at least never mention the box.
It's in our handbook. It's in the handbook. When you have twins, you get the secret society book. And it says they have to stay together. No, it's not that they have to stay together, because clearly my kids, too, are choosing very different paths.
Yeah.
But now we're like, ugh. But my daughter wants to be a fine art artist.
Aww.
And so my son tells her all the time, now I'm going to have to support you. And she's like, Johnny, like, why do you assume that I'm going to be poor?
Oh, my God.
Like, why can't I be a successful artist? Well, Anna, I'll always make sure that when I buy a house, he wants to live in Pelham Bay. I don't even understand half of the things that this kid wants in his life.
Wait, I'm from Pelham. Why doesn't he just go 5 minutes and live with my mother and father?
He totally would. This is what his dream is, to work on Metro North. And then he wants to live there. So that's the end of the line. Like, I'm telling you, my son has a plan, where my daughter's like, I'm a free spirit, and this is what I'm going to do. And my son's like, I'll have a house that's big enough that you could live in my basement. He's already making plans to take care of her when she fails. And I'm like, that's nice, Johnny. That's great that you're just assuming that this is what's going to... But to me as a mom, I did it right. I did it right. I don't want her to fail either. But just in case, I love that he has a plan for his sissy. I love this idea. Oh, Mama Nuns, me and you, girl. That's it. We're spirit animals. That's twin parents. I mean, I could tell you so many weird twin mom stories of being in places that it does not make sense that I would meet another twin mom. There's the Vendy Awards, which is the food truck awards.
Right.
On Governor's Island.
Yeah.
I sit there. I drink all day. I crochet in the sun. This is what I do. I don't even want to talk to people, because as a public speaker for a living, there's days that I just don't want to talk to people. Me and my sister, I sit down, she brings me snacks and drinks, and I sit there in the sun and crochet.
I crochet.
This is what I do. I crochet the day away. And I that's like a new hobby for me too. That's only like the past.
Day away.
Crochet the day away. Is it? Now, right now, I can't start another business. Well, I'm already too full. Get in line with everybody else
director,
that has ideas.
I love things in threes though.
I can't start a new business. But this woman said, this tiny little Asian woman who barely spoke English takes my crochet hook out of my hands and starts doing something. And I'm like, what the hell is she doing? And so now she just starts crocheting, and I'm like, oh my God, that's beautiful. She's trying to teach me how to do this stitch, but she's not asking. She's just literally took charge. And I'm like, what is happening? But I'm like, I'm going with it. Like, this is going somewhere. And so then her son finds her. And her son is like, oh, he's like, this is my mother. She's crazy. And I was like, this is fun. I was like, but why isn't your mother like eating and drinking like everybody else? He's like, I make the trucks. And so he's like, I come here to like see what the other what people's food trucks are like, because I'm a manufacturer of trucks. Between a long story short, he was a twin. His twin brother was there. So she's a twin mother. I'm telling you right now.
That's a connection.
I'm telling you right now, Will, that this is just the way it goes. And in our weird little world, we find each other.
That's right.
Oh, I'm so happy. God, this is so long. They're going to kill me that I'm going over on my time. But this
Who's
is like,
they?
They is, we know that people don't have a lot of time in their cars. So I don't want them to have to come back to the end of this episode. I like for them to finish one in their drive. So yeah. This is my read. Like, if anybody's like, why does Twiniversity make their episodes a certain amount of time? Because I don't want you to be like, oh, I'll listen to the end of that later. It was really good. And then you guys never get a chance to hear the end where you're like, here's where I'm going to be. Here's my information. So just do it now because I'm getting nervous.
Okay, so if people want to know more about us, you can go to willandanthony.com. We have a brand new album, Love Always, on iTunes and Amazon. Of course, this is a speech that my mother wrote that I memorized. You can buy signed copies that we will send to you from our website. We're on Instagram, at willandanthony, on Facebook, and you can find our individual updates from there. And, well, this has been fun. Let's just hope people were in traffic.
Oh, no, they might be. Or they might be just sitting in their car while the twins sleep in their car seats behind them. And they're just pulled into their driveway and like, we're just going to listen. We're going to ride this out.
Aww.
But it's fun. And see, this is the best part about my job. And this is why, although I will be buying the Domain Crochet the Day away as soon as we get off. I do have a problem. I own way too many domain names of businesses that I'll never start. But... I love every guest that we have because we are a very interesting community.
Yes.
And we get it. Like, there is no, like, tell me about your childhood. It's like, I want to know this crazy story. And
You're
I don't
right.
know if that makes me a good interviewer or it just makes me comfortable because I'm in my circle, man. I'm in my circle.
Well, you know what it is? It does. And I'll tell you why. It's because you're unapologetically authentic. You found a voice within yourself, you found a void out in the world, and you were providing a space again for, I think, people to feel seen and heard. And in a world today where I think a lot of times, you know, we're in our own cocoons feeling isolated, in a very specific way, you're reaching out to a very small population.
Yeah.
To feel seen and heard and not weird about. Like, even me, you saw how excited I am about talking about my mother calling us about seeing her in a coffin in the box, and you can relate.
Totally! 100%!
Do you know what I mean? Like, my mother is gonna disown me for a week after this, but she made a new friend on Mulberry.
Exactly. And she's guilting you into making sure that you continue doing projects together and you don't get too lost in your own thing, that as long as you know that the lighthouse remains Will and Anthony, you could do whatever you want.
Wait, you are my mother. Do not get lost in your own thing.
Do not get lost in your own thing, because because honestly, there has to be a reason why God, Mother Nature, freaking Buddha, whoever it is, threw you in that batch. There has to be a reason for it. I can't possibly believe that it was accidental that I had twins.
Well,
you know?
Absolutely. I mean, and look, at the end of the day, that's what I lean into when I think about my brother as not only my friend, as my business partner, but, you know, also as my brother. Like, you know, what we do together professionally mm-hmm. will never end, because we have two words that we wrote beginning at 18 years old on top of this whiteboard. And it was our mission statement, and it said, entertain, inspire. And, you know, as long as we continue to do that individually, but more so even together as a team, we're on the right track.
Oh, I'm taking the show on the road. Well, guys, me and Will will be performing.
Yes! Don't tell Anthony.
At the Mulberry Street Bar on Saturday nights at 9, right before karaoke. Two drink minimum, please. And we will have the wheel of shots available that
I
night.
I can't with you.
Don't you want a wheel of shots?
Well, I want a wheel of shots with hyphens. Wheel of shots. There's
wheel
hyphens, right?
Shots. No, it's a literal wheel. This is my best part about going to Drag Queen Bingo is the wheel of shots.
Wait, what and, bar?
Oh, the one on Bleecker Street. I don't know what the name of it is.
Pieces?
No, I don't know. It's got some weird French name or something like that. It's Linda. Linda's the drag queen of Drag Queen
Bingo. I can't with you. I'm going with you.
Oh my God, we're really going. Okay, no, listen. No, we're really going soon. Like, I'm telling you, I'm going with all my friends and you and maybe your mother even wants to come down. Look at that. You're going to have a mommy Sunday. I like it. Maybe Annie. We'll see if we'll let her in. I don't know now. Initially, I was feeling like I wanted to include her. I don't know now. I'll have to think about this. All right. Well, guys, listen to me. We are going to... Would you give us an album to give away?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to put that up there, too, so then we'll have all the links. We're going to give away an album. It is perfect in time for Valentine's Day. If you need something, if you're like, what am I going to do for my sweetheart for Valentine's Day? Hey, listen, I know what you're going to do now. We have A Little Love Always, right? This is it. So you could find this all on, and it's Will and Anthony. That is literally it. And the word and, it's not an ampersand. It's not a dots or whatever. It's literally Will and Anthony. And then if you're like, but Nat, I don't know how to type. I can't figure out how to spell Will. Just go to any, find us at Twiniversity. Send us a direct message. We'll send you the link. Do not get panicky about it. And this clearly is not like a timed thing. So whether you are listening to this today, which is sometime in February the 11th, thank God it says it on my computer, or you're listening to this in 2089, it doesn't matter because now they have cryopreserved themselves and are still performing at Carnegie Hall. So yeah, so Google them because I'm sure that's what's happening. But thank you so much. You just made my entire day.
Thank you. You for me. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, all right, guys. So for more information, you know where to find them. Will and Anthony. That was Will. I am Natalie Diaz. If you need anything from me, find me. I'm just natalie@twiniversity.com. If you are currently expecting and you're like, hey, I, you know, need to know more about this. Don't forget that we have classes in New York City, Chicago, and Houston, and then online all over the world. And don't forget to buy my book, What to Do When You're Having To, which I am going to send to Will's mom, and she's going to tell me if any of it was true. All right, guys, see you later, alligators. Thanks for listening.